My name's Mark Taylor, and I'm the president of the synagogue.
Okay. Well, can you first walk us through exactly what happened here then?
Yes. So we have a community hall above the synagogue. And in the community hall, there is a washing machine. The washing machine broke, and it allowed water to flow into the building for about an hour. The water soaked the floor of the community hall and then ran through the floorboards into the synagogue itself, brought down the synagogue ceiling roof, and then flowed from the synagogue into our basement flat.
And what's that left you with in terms of being able to provide space for worship then?
So we can't use the synagogue at the moment because it's damp, wet and mouldy. So we've taken out the scrolls and put them in a safe location. One of our community has offered the use of the house for the High Holy Days. So we have the New Year and Yom Kippur coming up, and the most important days in the year for us. So we've got that. We also had lots of offers from various churches in Aberdeen to use some of their premises, and the mosque has kindly offered to lend us some of their fold-up seats. So for the New Year and Yom Kippur, we should be okay. And then after that, we have to decide what we're going to do. And that largely depends on how quickly we can start work on drying out the building.
Well, how big a blow is it to be out of here during this time then?
It's a huge blow because it's the most important time of year for the Jewish community. This is our home in a way. And people are really upset, not only with the damage, but the fact that we can't do the community activities that we normally do around this time of year.
And so where's that left you with in terms of fundraising to fix the thing, man?
So we've started fundraising. We on our website, we have a button to click to put donations on. You can also pay directly into our account. We think the shortfall in terms of insurance repair funds is of the order of £10,000, but we don't know yet because we haven't had a value come back from the insurance company yet. So we need to fill that gap, basically. So we've been raising funds over the last week, roughly, and we've raised about £1,000. So we're looking for another £9,000 to sort of hit our target. It's expensive to repair this building because it's listed. So we have to be careful with what we do. And because it's old, we only get like-for-like replacement by the insurance, so it leaves us with quite a big gap.
And I guess, can you tell us what it means? It sounds like other communities have reached out and definitely helped you then.
Yes.
So what does it mean to you that they have been as charitable as they are being?
So it's lovely to know we live in a city where you can phone up and ask for help and you get a response. And it was really nice of the various churches and the mosque to come back so positively trying to help us. So that's been great, and that helped us move forward. Our next step really is to get things moving with the insurance company and start raising funds. And that's where we're at the moment.
Have you any estimation as to how long you'll be out of this building?
So based on the fact that it's going to take at least 2, maybe 3 weeks to dry up the building, we're looking probably till December time, something like that. So it's quite a long time.
Okay, I think that's probably everything. Okay.